light at the end of the tunnel. Pinellas worked with the commission to restore financial stability, hire back employees. He also worked to end the government's oversight of the county's hiring and firing practices after years of discrimination. But Pinellas says he made the decision after a pair of health scares, including cancer, 7 years ago.
It was touch and go there for a while. And then with the COVID, I just realized that, you know, life is short and we need to enjoy it while we're still healthy.
The past year, the county dealt with COVID but did not lay off any employees this time. Commission President Jimmy Stevens says replacing Pinellas won't be easy.
It will be a loss that you cannot replace. But we will do the best we can and we will move forward.
Once Pinellas makes his announcement, an interim replacement will be named and a nationwide search will kick off. Pinellas says the main thing they need to look for is somebody who's willing to listen. As for his future, well, he hopes a trip to Greece with his wife. Also, I asked him, there's been a lot of rumors about Pinellas over the years about his looking at other political office. I asked him about governor. Pinellas says nothing is off the table and all his options are open. In Birmingham, Alan Collins, WBRC, Fox News on your side.
Right now, a job fair is underway at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Inverness for Masco's new location. The convenience store chain is opening a store on 280 that will include grocery items, a smoothie bar, and a beer cave. Right now, construction crews are putting the finishing touches on the store, which is set to open later this month. And they're looking to hire at least 15 new employees. The job fair runs all week from 9 a.m. until 5 at the hotel with social distancing measures in place. Hundreds of COVID-19 vaccine doses are being sold on the dark web. We're on your side with how many of these doses are real and why experts say, you might have guessed this, buying them is a bad idea.
Plus, Buckingham Palace breaking the silence. What the royals are saying now about Prince Harry and Meghan's bombshell interview with Oprah.
It looks like that warming trend becoming more noticeable at night. Not quite as chilly out here. We're talking some 80-degree temperatures in your 7-day forecast. We'll show you that. Have rain chance updates in your first alert weather.
After an entertaining park trip with